On the other hand, he does have a point.
I hate him!
Well, it's a beginning, something to build on.
He says he can't live without me, and then he lets me go. I love him. Why doesn't he love me?
You just said you hated him. Which is it?
Both.
Ah, now you've got it. Right and wrong, who's to say which we should refuse? All we know, love survives either way we choose. Here you are at the edge, go ahead and fall. Don't resist, I insist, love still conquers all. It even conquered you, my darling little Attila. You had to go and grow up, huh?
And you're cool with that?
Yes. And no. I'm feeling happy. I'm feeling sad. A little childish. A little dad. I think of all the days you've known. All the ways you've grown. See you on your own. And then I'm feeling happy and sad again. I think I'm rested, but then I'm tired. Today requested, tomorrow fired. And now a boy says he adores she who once was yours. How can I ignore such news? I'm sad and happy. Why should I choose? Life is full of contradictions. Every inch a mile. At the moment we start weeping, that's when we should smile. So many memories. Wednesday, eating her first worm. Wednesday, sealing her baby brother up in the wall. Wednesday, setting fire to the Jehovah's Witness. And I think, where did the years go? And I am sad. But then I see this lovely young woman, and I am happy. Happy, sad, happy, sad. It's like the bull. When the matador puts his sword into him and he looks at the matador and he says, nice job. I hate you. In every heaven, you'll find some hell. And there's a welcome in each farewell. Life can be harsh, the future strict. Who would dare predict? And the boy you picked, not bad. So let's be happy, forever happy, completely happy, and a tiny bit sad.